All right, I'm just peering through the binoculars and seeing Nathan Van Berlo has put the headsets on with us. We'll give you away from the box. Welcome to AFL Nation. Nathan, great to have you with us.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We were just discussing, what difference does a win make to actually get on the board and maybe free you up to get on with your work?
Yeah, it does. It provides a fair bit of relief, to be honest. We didn't feel like we were that far off, albeit we're playing some pretty ugly footy at times, but in terms of our system, it was a couple of minor tweaks that we thought we needed to do to I guess get ourselves back on track, and that was mainly based around our connection and forward half work, you know, connecting inside 50 in particular, and we were a lot sharper in that space last week and kicked straight off the back of it. So it's amazing how far that goes in your game.
Has it made a material difference to the week that you've experienced to set up for tonight?
Oh, not entirely, Jared. It's sort of, I mean, the group's been really upbeat and optimistic for the last, you know, month prior as well. Obviously been really disappointed and frustrated, but hasn't changed their mood. And we try and do that from week to week anyway, to be honest, whether we win, lose or draw, try and keep it pretty well balanced throughout the week so that we don't ride the highs and lows, because it's pretty easy to do that in South Australia. They're very, I guess, patriotic about their footy, and we just try and keep it pretty level regardless of winning or losing.
VB, I thought the other area that you improved in last week, some of your defenders, they just were able to drop off a bit better, intercept mark a bit better, help out their teammates, and that creates intercepts, it creates turnovers, and that gives you access to the corridor. The previous weeks, you hadn't had those good turnovers, which meant there was a lot of slow ball movement and teams were able to defend the corridor a bit easier.
Yeah, Bix, it was a big focus, you know, for the last few weeks, but particularly last week with Kerno and Mackay. And I thought, you know, young backs stood up really well in that area, particularly after it looked like, you know, Mackay in particular was going to really stretch us after a couple of early contested marks. But, you know, looking out on the field at the moment, Josh Worrell was fantastic last week with the way he was able to support his teammates. So it won't be any different tonight. And, you know, there's a right balance between when you go, when you don't go. But I think all the best defensive teams in the comp find a way to support each other. So hopefully we can get that balance right tonight.
Nath, what was it in the last 8 minutes of the game last week that just really impressed you as a coach?
Oh, look, you know, it was pretty obvious in the sense that we, you know, statistically as well in the last 15 minutes, we turned the game in terms of contest, getting the game in our front half and hitting the scoreboard. So, I mean, we've shown in the last quarter we've been able to do that pretty much all season. Too little, too late on a few too many occasions, unfortunately. But last weekend, look, the boys raised the fight, and thankfully we're able to get the result on our terms in that last minute and a half. And what was really pleasing too is we got into a stage where it was obviously tight. We hit the lead and we had to roll out some scenario plays that we've worked our way through, and the boys held strong and executed that really well. So we came away with a well-deserved 4 points at the end of it.
Were you able to sort of nominate, I suppose, and that might be the right word, but nominate a player or a moment that changed the fortunes to get the game back on your terms last week?
Oh, there were some pretty special moments. I mean, Mark Keane had a couple where he was able to equalise behind the play when Charlie Kerno pushed forward, and that became a real critical contest for us just to lock the ball in our front half, and we score off the back of it. He also had a critical moment late where he marked that last ball inside 50.
Yep.
Guys like Isaac Rankin and Jake Soligo, just, you know, special talents they are. When they get their hands in the footy, they're able to either get the ball forward or just be really clean in those critical moments. So that was singling out a few, but, you know, more strategically, we nailed what we're out to do.
VB, I thought it was telling. Sam Berry kicks a goal, you hit the front, there's 90 seconds to go, you go back to the centre square. It was Berry, Soligo and Rankin, three, you know, relatively inexperienced players. So it showed me that you guys have now got the confidence to go with those young players. It would have been easy to put Laird, Crouch and Dawson in there and say, you know, make sure we don't get beaten in this stoppage. But you were happy and comfortable enough to back those young men in.
Yeah, absolutely, Bix. I should have thrown Sam Berry into that mix too. He had a phenomenal last quarter last week. And look, those three guys in particular, you know, they're relatively new and fresh to the midfield mix, but they put in a lot of work with their centre bounce in particular over the last, you know, 12, 18 months. And they do their study and their homework throughout the week, and they're not going to get any better if they don't get those opportunities in those critical moments. And I remember Jake had one last year against Hawthorn in Tasmania where him and Josh Rochelli were in the centre bounce. And I won't lie, I was a bit nervous, but they executed really well. And you know, they had that moment last weekend where those three you mentioned, they got it right. You know, the game goes our way. So you've got to put yourself in those situations and back them in. And they do the work, so there's no reason why we shouldn't back them in.
And Nathan, it mightn't be this week with Crouch out of the team, but in your thinking now as the season will go on, does that change your thinking for Dawson's positioning now, whether it is off halfback? Laird's the same who can go back and clean up quite well also with the new generation of potential midfielders for the team.
Yeah, I think that'll ebb and flow throughout the season depending on, you know, the sort of mix we've got in the team. And you mentioned Crouchy's out tonight, so Sam Berry will spend a lot more time in and around the footy and he, you know, continue on his great form from last week. But I guess depending on I guess where the game's at, what we're needing out of our mix will determine what we look like. But we're pretty fortunate that guys that go through there with Rankin, Soligo, Dawson, to name a few, can play multiple positions. We know Letty has played behind the ball and done that really well in the past as well. So, yeah, different stages, guys will play different roles. And if guys are lighting it up around the footy, we'd like to try and keep them there.
Darcy Fogarty was interesting last week. Still just battling away in terms of didn't quite return to form like Taylor Walker and others did last week. What can you do to assist him? Is it giving him some better looks at the ball? He just looks like he got his hands to a couple last week, just lacking a little bit of confidence. How have you seen him?
Yeah, look, Bix, I didn't think he was far off, and I reckon the last few weeks he hasn't been far off. And when I say that, I mean he's been getting hands to footies that he would ordinarily mark, and he's been getting enough looks that suggests he can have the impact on the game. So, you know, we'll keep trying to work ways where we can get him more of the footy and bring him into the game. But I guess pleasingly what he has been doing has been at least winning or halving most of the contests that he's involved in, which gives our smalls a chance at ground level. So that's the biggest thing we ask of our talls, and Fogg's been doing that really well. And I'm sure those opportunities, those half chances that he has had in the last few weeks, he'll make count, and hopefully that kicks off tonight.
Nathan, down the other end of the ground, speaking of keys, you lose one tonight in Jordan Butts. But in some ways, how do you see the matchups? Because they don't have that, with Peter Wright being out, that 200-centimetre, athletic, powerful player like you experienced last week. So in some ways, your matchups should remain relatively calm in the box.
Easier said than done. I'll speed you after the game and see how calm that goes. But obviously they play the two rucks, so it's going to be a different mix, and they may be pretty tall with that look in particular. But a lot of their forwards love the lead-up play. I'm sure the backs have done a lot of homework, or I know they have throughout the week. So again, they're going to rely on a lot of heat up the ground from our mids, and making sure that we can, if they're going to win some footy, it's going to be some dirty ball going inside 50 and that lead-up play that they love to get. You talk about Stringer, Langford, these sorts of guys that they don't get the game on their terms. So they'll have their work cut out again, but hopefully, as we spoke about earlier, they can come off and support each other at the right times and make it a tough evening for them.
VB, with Jordan Butts not playing, Dan Curtin, who was Adelaide's top pick at pick number 6, he's one of only two of the top 10 who haven't debuted this year. Was he discussed? Was he close to perhaps coming in front of James Borlase?
Oh, look, we've been wrapped with what Dan's been able to produce throughout pre-season, and he's learning to apply his craft at SNFL level. His first game a couple of weekends ago and went really strongly, and I know he's got a big challenge this weekend against some Glenelg key forwards who are going to really show where he's at, but we've been really pleased with his development and knowing that his opportunity won't be that far away, and Crows fans will be really excited about what they see when he does get that chance.
Nathan, great to have you with us. Good luck for tonight.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.